Sahaba's devotion, a love so true, inspiring hearts forever anew. Sahaba's devotion, a love so true, inspiring hearts forever anew. Inspiring hearts forever anew.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please repeat after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Viewers of Madni Channel, welcome back to YOLO Series 4 Devotion Beyond Comprehension Anokhi waza hai, sare zamane se nirale hain This is a couplet that somebody has written in the honor of the great companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon reading about and listening about their amazing devotion beyond comprehension in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam the poet asks that these people are totally different to anything the world has ever seen and will see till the day of judgment they are different to the times and everything else we see why where have they come from which village, which area have they come from? Ya Allah, that these people are so amazing. You know, this is what Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that every one of my companions is a star. You follow any one of them and you will be guided. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, we respect and honor every one of them. And this series is aimed at increasing our love for these companions by talking about their devotion and their sacrifices in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And today we're going to talk about, if we've got enough time, three companions and how amazing they were in the court of Allah azza wa jal and how even today when people talk about them It brings tears to the eyes. When one looks at their love, their devotion, their reverence, their honoring of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ways of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can't even imagine devotion of that sort. Let me start with the beautiful benefit of reciting Durood-e Pak. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that whoever recites Durood-e Pak upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Now look at it this way. We would like to be in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal as much as possible. So you recite Durood-e Pak once, you get 10 mercies. If you recite it 10 times, you get 100, and 100 times, you get 1,000. But think about that person who spends his days, whenever he has a moment, sending durood wa salam upon the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is constantly basking in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Wherever he goes, things work out for him. He lives a life of peace and tranquility, which is something we all look for. So you're not going to find that peace of mind, peace of soul, rest of the heart in money and wealth and all of these things. You're only going to find it in the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and in Durood-e Pak upon his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is the court that we need to turn to whenever we have time. Salu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're going to slightly change the format of the program today. So instead of taking our beautiful Naat-e Pak by Haji Mushtaq At-Tari Rahmatullah Alayh, I've got a beautiful one for you today. We're going to play that during the short break we have in about 10 to 12 minutes. So we're going to move straight to our main segment. Salu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sahaba's devotion, a love so true, inspiring hearts forever.
Now the impact that the life of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the characteristic of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love, the compassion, the mercy of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had on these stars, the companions, was different. You know, different people reacted in different ways. They excelled in certain things. Others excelled in, you know, bravery and battle. Some excelled in their salah, in their fasting. And then there were some who even stood out from all of them. And today we're going to talk about one of those companions. His name, Allahu Akbar. The scholars write it's Jundub, but his name, he was well known, is Abu Zar Ghaffari radiallahu ta'ala. Now, he was a very eminent, very pious companion of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved him very dearly. And he is one of the esteemed personalities from the Sahaba Ikram. Some scholars write that he was about the fourth person to accept Islam. And the way that he came into Islam was amazing, because in the time of ignorance, he belonged to the village of Ghaffar, and this was on a trade route to Syria. And initially, his village was involved in wrong things. He used to rob people and everything else, but he didn't want to know about that. They also worshipped idols, but again, he turned away from all of that and used to worship one God. Now, he was very pious, very truthful, even at that time. He was one of those people who had a very strong mindset. So he hears, because caravans used to pass from Makkah al-Mukarramah, go all the way up to Syria, and these were business trade routes. So he used to see people, and word got around that there was a personality in Makkah al-Mukarramah who was claiming prophethood. Now, when Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Zar Ghaffari radiallahu ta'ala heard of this, he asked his brother to go and find out. So he went to, I think the scholars write his name was Anis. He comes to Makkah al-Mukarramah. Now, this is the time where the Muslims of Makkah are being persecuted. So when he finds out that there's somebody has reverted to or converted to Islam, they beat him up. He comes. Now, he's hanging around the Sayyidina of the Kaaba. He's lying down. He's thinking, what do I do now? When a man approaches him and he says, you look like you're in distress and you're not from around here. You look like you're a visitor, a traveler, and you look like you need help. Why don't you come with me and let me serve you? So he takes him home. He gives him food and he says, you can rest here for the night. That person was none other than Hazrat Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu ta'ala. He doesn't ask him why he's there. And Hazrat Abu Zar Ghaffari, he didn't dare ask as well. So during the night he stays. In the morning he goes back to the Sayyidina Haram. The next night Hazrat Ali invites him. But again, he doesn't speak of his reason. But then comes a time where Hazrat Ali says, tell me, what has brought you to Makkah? What are you waiting for? He says, will you be able to keep a secret? He says, yes, Allah Azza wa Jal has granted me the ability to be trustworthy, truthful, and to keep secrets. You can tell me whatever, and I will not disclose it. He said, I'm here in search of the person who's claimed prophethood. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, he says, tomorrow morning, we will go to the court of the best of creation. But beware that the people of Makkah don't accept him. And so if they find out that we are going there, then we could be in trouble. He knows that because he's already been beaten once. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, teaching the ummah hikmat, you know, it's not always the right way to do it, to stand up and say, yep, yeah, you know, let's have a fight. Hazrat Ali says to him that we will travel, and when we're walking through the streets, if I feel that people are watching us or following us, I will kneel down to tie my shoelace, but you carry on walking so that nobody gathers that we're going to the same place and we're going to see the best of creation, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they get to the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees Sayyidina Abu Zar Ghaffari radiallahu ta'ala. They sit down and he asks a few questions and enter into the fold of Islam. Subhanallah. He comes into the fold of Islam and then the trials and tribulations start. Allahu Akbar. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm going to head back now. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Abu Zar, do not tell anybody about your iman because these people of Makkah will persecute you. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are being persecuted, your companions are being persecuted. So if Abu Zar has the same fate, it's an honor, it's a pleasure that I am getting the same treatment that you are getting. He comes out
And he announces, he goes to the Kaaba, and the scholars write, he stands there, Allahu Akbar, and in a raised voice says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. He reads the kalima. He reads the kalima and he gets attacked. He gets beaten. He gets beaten very badly till somebody comes. And it was Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. He comes and he hasn't accepted Islam yet, but he says to the people of Makkah, he is from the tribe of Ghaffar. We have to pass that route to get to Syria. This is our livelihood. This is our business. If you kill him, then the people from his village will take revenge. Every time your caravan passes, they will make it impossible. They will take everything from you. And so our trade route and our way of sustenance will be stopped. And so you don't kill him. You've done enough. Let him go. They eventually let him go. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Zar Ghaffari radiallahu anhu returns home. He returns back and he starts to give the invitation to Islam. His brother comes into Islam, his mother comes into Islam, and he then starts to work on his village as well. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, they start to revert to Islam. But it's not his reversion to Islam that we want to talk about today. It was his love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He went through many difficulties, many trials, many tribulations, but never did he leave the ways of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He, whatever he saw, was what worked for him. If Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it, he would do it. If they didn't, he wouldn't. But his piety, his taqwa, his sincerity and his truthfulness was stamped on the ummah and still continues 1460 years later. And the scholars say that if you want to get a sense of his piety, he never liked worldly wealth. He used to give everything away in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. There's a beautiful kalam for you. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Zarre zarre pe chhaya hua noor hai. Zarre zarre pe chhaya hua noor hai. Mere meethe Madine ki kya baat hai. Mere meethe Madine ki kya baat hai. نور سے سب فضا اس کی معمور ہے نور سے سب فضا اس کی معمور ہے میرے میٹھے مدینے کی کیا بات ہے نور پھولوں میں ہے نور کلیوں میں ہے نور بازار میں نور گلیوں میں ہے دشت کو سار پر نور ہی نور ہے جی میرے میٹھے مدینے کی کیا بات ہے جی میرے میٹھے مدینے کی کیا بات ہے کیا بیان دشت طیبہ کی وہ خوبیاں پھول تو پھول کاٹے بھی دل کش یہاں پتے پتے پہ چھایا ہوا نور ہے جی میرے میٹھے مدینے کی کیا بات ہے میرے میٹھے مدینے کی کیا بات ہے باغ طیبہ میں رہتی ہے ہر دم بہار آ کے دیکھو یہاں کا سنا خوشگوار سب فضا اس کی خوشبو سے معمور ہے جی میرے میٹھے مدینے کی کیا بات ہے میرے میٹھے مدینے کی کیا بات ہے یہ مدینے ہی کو تو فضیلت ملی کہ اسی میں بنا ہے مزار نبی گنبد سبز ہر آنکھ کا نور ہے جی میرے میٹھے مدینے کی کیا بات ہے میرے میٹھے مدینے کی کیا بات ہے اور سبز گنبد کے جلووں پہ قربان جان بلکہ قربان ہے حسن کون و مکان ساز گنبد کے جلوہ پہ قربان جا بلکہ قربان ہے حسن کا مومتا ہر مینارے پہ چھایا ہوا نور ہے میرے میٹھے مدینے کی کیا بات ہے جی میرے میٹھے مدینے کی کیا بات ہے جی میرے پیارے مدینے کی کیا بات ہے جی میرے سونے مدینے کی کیا بات ہے جی میرے موہنے مدینے کی کیا بات ہے جی میرے میٹھے مدینے کی کیا بات ہے خاک طیبہ میں رکھی ہے رب نے شفا ساری بیماریوں کی ہے اس میں دوا اس کی برکت سے ہر ایک مرض دور ہے جی میرے میٹھے مدینے کی کیا بات ہے جی میرے میٹھے مدینے کی کیا بات ہے جی میرے میٹھے مدینے کی کیا بات ہے آنسو جھکا تمہارے کرم کی شاہ دے دو مجھے اپنے غم کی شاہ کہہ دو آقا تیری عرض منظور ہے میرے میٹھے مدینے کی کیا بات ہے جی میرے میٹھے مدینے کی کیا بات ہے جی میرے میٹھے مدینے کی کیا بات ہے پھر مدینے کا رنگین گلزار ہے اور مقدر سے یہ سگے عطار ہے پھر مدینے کا رنگین گلزار ہے اور مقدر سے یہ سگے عطار ہے اس کا نام بھرپور ہے بل میرے میٹھے مدینے کی کیا بات ہے جی میرے میٹھے مدینے کی کیا بات ہے میرے میٹھے مدینے کی کیا بات ہے میرے میٹھے مدینے کی کیا
SubhanAllah. We were talking about the great Hazrat, they say, Abu Zar Ghaffari radiallahu ta'ala. And this companion of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved him very much. He was in some context quite difficult because he preferred the simple life. And he used to question the companions after Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, in fact, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was close to leaving this world and putting a veil between themselves and this world, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Zar Ghaffari radiallahu ta'ala came to the court of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Was one of those people who spent time with Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time. There was so much love between them. And once Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put a veil between themselves and this world, he used to admonish different companions. So he used to say, why is there so much wealth in the treasure? We've conquered all these lands, we've got all this money, just distribute it all. His level of piety and taqwa was such. He then seeks permission to go to the distant lands. So he sets up in a remote area. And actually, there's a hadith in Mubarakah, he says, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Abu Zar, you will be alone, you will travel alone, and you will die alone. So he leaves, he sets up with his wife and daughter in a remote area, and he stays there. And when Hajj caravans used to pass, they used to visit, people used to visit him and everything else. One year, he falls ill, and he says to his wife, I'm going to depart from this world. There's no, we don't have anything for you to give me kafan with, but Allah Azza wa Jalla will send some people. His wife goes outside and sees in the distance a small group of men coming. She approaches them and the men say, is everything okay? And she says, my husband is about to depart from this world and we were looking for somebody to do ghusl, kafan,
and to bury him, read the janazah and bury him. In that group, it's being led by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, a great companion of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, take me to your husband. When Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala sees Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Zar Ghaffari radiallahu ta'ala, the great companion, the great sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Zar, before he passes away, he says, any one of you got any cloth for my kafan? But I don't want anybody, any cloth, or anybody who works for the government, or anybody else, you know, any cloth which he has in one iota worth of doubt in it, or is from Mal, from the treasury or anything else, no. A young man steps forward and says, Hazrat, I've got this chadar, which is pure. It's just from my own means. If you accept it, it'd be an honor. That is accepted. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Zar Ghaffari radiallahu ta'ala passes away. The companions read his janazah and they bury him. That was the great Hazrat Abu Zar Ghaffari radiallahu ta'ala. All his life, all he wanted to do was emulate the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, copy the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, copy the habits of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, copy the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and just talk about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His entire existence was only one thing, that beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and nothing else mattered. They don't care about anybody when it comes to the truth. They will say what the truth is. This was devotion beyond comprehension. He accepts Islam, and from that moment, he doesn't rely on wealth, he doesn't rely on money, means, you know, family, nasab, you know, tribes. All he relied upon, all he believed in, and all that made his life was the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, it's time for us to think as well. It's time to think how much of our lives do we spend in the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How much of our lives do we dedicate to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How much of our lives do we spend trying to please Allah azza wa jalla and His Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And how much of our lives do we actually spend wasting on worldly goods, on worldly desires? Our life seems to evolve totally around what money we want, how much wealth we want, how many children we want, how many properties we want, how many houses. But, you know, Hazrat Abu Zar Ghaffari radiallahu ta'ala, piety and taqwa and fear of Allah azza wa jal, adherence to the sunnah and the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that really survives. So it's time to think. You know, that one of the reasons we wanted to put before you the life of the companions was that we develop that passion and that enthusiasm to act as the companions did. That's why we are called Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'at. We follow the Sunnah and the Jama'at, the way of the Sahaba Ikram. And this is where, you know, the piety and taqwa, you know, the scholars actually write, they've developed a coined a term for this, and they say that piety like that of Abu Zar, you know, because his piety was there. Now, we can't even match the dust on their sandals, but at least we can try and copy them to some extent. Then there was another companion, Hazrat Sayyidina Sohaib. He enters into the fold of Islam, and he's taken by Hazrat Ammar to Dar al-Arqam, and he realizes that these people are Muslims and he wants to accept Islam. He comes here and he embraces Islam on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter things change. He's oppressed, he's tortured, and eventually the Muslims are persecuted so much that he leaves and he travels and migrates in the way of Islam, because the people of Mecca are torturing him. But all this torture, all these trials, all these difficulties do not shake him one iota and he remains devoted in the court of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then there comes a time when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrates from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara. And we went through it in YOLO series 3, the Seerat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Akka Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left. Hazrat Soaib wants to go. Now in Makkah, he'd built up some wealth. He had it hidden. And he'd built up a reputation. As he's about to depart, and he can't take everything with him, so he leaves it there, secured. He leaves, and the Kuffar of Makkah chase, because they don't want the Muslims to migrate to Medina and become strong, so they give chase. They catch him up. And he says to them, "You're aware that I am the best archer that you've ever seen. I'm very experienced in arrows. I've got all these arrows. Until I've got these arrows, I'm going to fire them all at you, and I'm going to take you out. Once my arrows finish, I'll get out my swords, and then I'll attack you. And once my swords are finished, then you can do what you want with me. It's up to you. But I've got another offer for you." He knew these people were enticed by worldly wealth, and worldly wealth meant a lot to them. So he said, "Well, you can either fight me, and I'll take some of you out, you'll eventually overpower me, or I'll tell you what, I'll tell you where all my wealth is buried in Makkah. You can have all of that, but let me go to my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Is that not amazing devotion? Okay, what I've worked for, you know, is all there. I've hidden it. That's a lot of money. It's my future investment. But I tell you what, just to catch a glimpse of my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can have everything. Let me go. Just let me go to Medina. You know, we go to Medina, we have that passion to see the Gumbad e Khazra Sharif. The passion of Hazrat Soaib Rumi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was amazing. He gave up everything. These people, obviously, they loved worldly wealth. They said, "Fine, you tell us where it is, we'll let you go." So he goes. Now the disbelievers are pleased. He gives them the wealth. He comes to Madinatul Munawwara. Allah Azza wa Jalla knows everything. His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the power that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given, knows everything. Allah Azza wa Jalla reveals a glorious ayat of the amazing Quran on this incident. Listen to this. "And among the people is he who sells his life in seeking the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And Allah is compassionate to his bondsmen." The scholars write that Hazrat Soaib, giving up everything he had just to get to Medina to be at the feet of the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was so liked by Allah Azza wa Jal that the creator of the heavens and the earth, you know, sent an ayah mubarakah, and that ayah mubarakah will remain in the glorious Quran till the day of judgment and beyond, just documenting this great sacrifice. Is that not devotion beyond comprehension? Now, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sat with the companions and sees Hazrat Sayyidina Soaib coming in. And Akka Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Your eyes are infected and you are eating dates." He was eating some dates. Hazrat Sayyidina Soaib radiallahu ta'ala said, "I'm eating from the side of that eye which is not infected." Akka Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled upon hearing this. Hazrat Sayyidina Soaib was very generous in spending. So Hazrat Umar said to him, "You spend excessively." And he replied, "I do not spend on anything that is wrong." And Hazrat Soaib radiallahu ta'ala anhu had such devotion in the court of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he would sacrifice just for the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever it took. Now the question is this, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, what have we sacrificed for Allah and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Have we sacrificed our time? Have we given time to our worship, to our knowledge of deen, to the deen of Nabi Karim, by teaching others if we know? Have we sacrificed anything? On those who people think that these are the only things you can sacrifice, no. When you have desires in your heart that, you know, go against the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, And you'd kill those desires in the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is sacrifice as well. Ask yourself, what have I sacrificed for Allah and His Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And often the answer is not much. It's time to change. When you look at the life of the companions, forget sacrificing their desires. Their desires disappeared when they saw the beautiful face of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But they sacrificed their wealth, their possessions, their families, and even their lives at the court of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that's why today we say that they are the devotees, they are the Ashikani Rasul. But what have we done? You know, the great Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the kuffar of Mecca come together and they think, how do we put an end to Islam? They have a meeting and they decide Umar is the man for this. And they send Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu with a sword, and he's traveling down. And his intention is to put an end to Islam and na'uzu billah to martyr Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala, according to some scholars, and some say Hazrat Sayyidina Na'im, they meet him on the way. And they say, Umar, where are you going? I'm going to put an end to Islam today. I'm going to na'uzu billah kill the Prophet of, I'm going to kill Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and put an end to Islam. If there is no propagator, Islam will finish. They say, well, Umar, before you go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, know that I'm a Muslim as well. Umar turns on them. The swords come out. And when he's about to attack, the companion says, he says, Umar, you're attacking me for being a Muslim? You don't even know what's happening in your own home. Your sister and brother-in-law have accepted Islam. Umar is furious. He turns to head towards his sister's house. He goes and knocks on the door. As he's outside, he can hear the recitation of the Quran. He knocks on the door. His sister opens. He attacks her. He hits her in the face. She starts to bleed. He grabs his brother-in-law and he throws them down. Now, the companion who is teaching them is hidden in the back, but the Quran is there. He beats them both up. He says, you've got to leave this religion. But his sister says, Umar, if you are the son of Khattab and you think you're all powerful and strong, don't forget that I am the daughter of Khattab as well. I am as stubborn as you are, and I'm never going to give up the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He beats them till he's content. They are bleeding, they're on the floor, and Umar sits down. Now that anger that he had, that force that was behind him, and that those waswasas, and I've got to be careful, obviously, because he was not a Muslim at that time, but we're talking about the great Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. This is the great Umar Farooq, but at that time, obviously, he wasn't a Muslim. So that force of evil was there, and he beats up his brother and sister. When he calms down slightly, he sees his sister covered in blood, his brother-in-law covered in blood. He says, show me what you're reading. And the sister gets up again. She says, don't touch that. That is the glorious Quran, that is the word of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you are impure, you cannot touch it. If you want to touch it, if you want to read it, then you need to take a bath, a ritual bath. Umar goes, he takes the bath, he comes back, and he reads what is written. And it starts to melt his heart. He says, take me to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They take him. As he's approaching Hazrat Arkam's house, Darul Arkam, they look through the keyhole and the companions see that Umar is coming. They say to Hazrat Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, who had accepted Islam a few days earlier, Hazrat Umar is coming. Everybody's scared. Everybody was scared of Umar. Umar is coming. Hazrat Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala says, okay, if he's coming with good intentions, we'll welcome him. If not, I will use his sword to sever his head from his body. As they say, Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala comes. And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made a dua, a supplication in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Allah, give me one of the two Umars. And the other Umar was Abu Jahl. So he comes to the door, they open it, he comes inside. And the scholars write that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came towards Sayyidina Umar. And he had a piece of cloth around his neck. And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took hold of it and said, Umar, hasn't the time come for you to accept Islam? And he falls to the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. and Umar enters the fold of Islam. Now for the shaitan, he was screaming because Umar was going to change the surface of the earth. This was a turning point for Islam and Islamic history. Umar accepts Islam. Umar becomes a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the man that the shaitan was going to change his track if Umar was walking down a certain path. This was the man who was going to conquer 2.25 million square miles and set up the Islamic empire throughout the world. This was the man who was going to change Islamic history. And where did it start from? It started from the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Umar is amazing. He wants to propagate Islam openly. He wants to change things. But his piety and his taqwa knew no bounds. Umar, even after all these lands were conquered, still wore the same clothes. Still had that streak that Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Zar Ghaffari had. And that was devotion beyond comprehension. We've overrun because I've got a documentary for you as well. We're going to move on to our next segment. Salu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala. Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Sahaba's devotion, a love so true, inspiring hearts forever anew.
Now, there is one amazing achievement of Dawat Islami and Amir al-Sundan Barakatum al-Aliyah. We looked at different departments over the last few months, and alhamdulillah, every department is amazing. But one particular department has changed the world. It is an amazing way of propagating the deen of Islam to reach the far corners of the world where even Mubalighin may not be able to get to. At times where people might not be able to get to. You know, this particular route, this particular method, this particular way of the propagation of deen has changed the whole scenario, changed the whole game. Because you can reach out to people in the remotest of places or at all sorts of times, and you can get the message of Islam to them. You can teach them the Quran, you can teach them how to do wuzu, you can teach them everything. And time and space doesn't matter. What am I talking about? I'm talking about your beloved Madni channel. You know, it started in Pakistan in about 2009 in Urdu, and then 2016, I think it was, in English, and then Bangla, and it's been beaming across the globe, spreading the message of Islam. I think I was speaking to our Nigran Khalid Bhai, and he was saying that there were people from the Shetland Islands, north of Scotland, where, you know, we've never been, we didn't even know Muslims were there. And they're writing to him saying that we watch Madni Channel there. This is how amazing this Mubalagh is. You can come in, I remember when Madni Channel was first kind of aired in English, we used to come home after work or after praying a shower and think, just watch 5 minutes, and you end up watching an hour or 2 hours of Madni Channel. It's on in the house, it's changed people's perceptions, it's changed people's ways of life, and you had and still have children running about the house saying, Salu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is Madni Channel. Watch this documentary, inshallah.
It's Dawat-e-Islami. It's arrived to rectify the people. It's all over the world.
Dear viewers, now this era is the era of media. It is a time of media, a time where everybody wants everything on this. And this media has damaged us to the extent that immodesty and wrong things are being spread. And this is not hidden from anyone. But Dawat Islami's digital department, subhanAllah, when it stepped into the world of media, it did wonders. Dawat Islami has made its own channel whose name is Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, now it's almost been 16 years since Dawat Islami's Madani Channel began. And in these 16 years, it has done amazing wonders. First, this channel started in the Urdu language, then it started in English, then it began in Bengali, and now through an artificial intelligence, clips are being made in different languages as well. Dawat Islami's Arabic department is separate, which through media, whether it is digital media or print media, it is conveying its message to the Arabic devotees of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Abdul Mustafa kehne mein koi haraj nahi hai, balki ye to naaz hai ke hum aqa ke gulam hain. Kaash aqa bhi farma de ke tum mere gulam ho.
The final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if a person who missed prayer in congregation came to know what was in store for him, he would drag himself to the prayer.
Kharab এর মধ্যে নিমজ্জিত হওয়ার কেমন কুফল আছে। যখন বান্দা খারাপের নিমজ্জিত হয়ে যায় না, তার রোজগার কমে যায়। যে ব্যক্তি খারাপ কাজ করবে সে কখনো তার অন্তরে প্রশান্তি থাকবে না। আখিরাতের ক্ষতি তো আমরা শুনেছি।
Whatever field we look at, it is full of evils. People don't understand the difference between halal and haram. And I mean, when so much money is being earned, we need to understand the difference. Madani channel has millions of viewers and almost 6 satellites. This is perhaps the biggest Islamic channel all over the world. And if you've not been able to watch Madani channel, then definitely please watch Madani channel. And yes, in recent days, even more splendid inventions have occurred on Madani channel. Some more splendid additions have been made. Kids Madani channel has been launched so that children can watch the broadcast at the specific time. And when we introduce cartoons in Kids Madani channel, they have performed excellently. Alhamdulillah, we have a YouTube channel by the name of Kidsland. And when we released these cartoons worldwide, it started having such an impact that it received approximately 60 to 70 million views. Yes, then in the Urdu language, Arabic language, English language, and now in different languages of the world, people are watching our cartoons worldwide. Children are watching and learning religion from it, and learning sunnah and the etiquettes as well.
बच्चे होते हैं वो तो कभी भी अकेले बाहर नहीं जाते,
लेकिन क्यों
भाई? सबसे पहले तो बाहर जाने के लिए बाबा से इजाजत लेनी चाहिए।
हमरा एक काज करी, बाबलू भाईर घरे जाए।
कल चले आसबे गुलाम रसूल भाई, तार घरे जावर की प्रयोजन?
That when a Muslim inquires after another Muslim in the morning, then 70,000 angels keep supplicating for his forgiveness until the evening.
لا تفعلي ذلك في المستقبل، فهمتي؟
وأنت أيضاً يا رابعة، يجب عليك ألا تسرعي في تناول الطعام أبداً.
الحمد لله، we hebben voor het eten onze handen en mond gewassen.
Laten we nu bismillah wa ala barakatillah lezen en beginnen met eten.
Let me tell you about how Madani channel is impacting the society in a different way. Now various international airlines are taking Madani channel programs. Different social media platforms, alhamdulillah, are requesting Madani channel programs for us. Clips our children are broadcast in many, many schools, Allahu Akbar. So day, by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, these products of Madani channel are being watched worldwide. And by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is also creating an impact. The Madani aim of Dawah Islami is, I must try to reform myself and the people of the whole world. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Long live Dawah Islami.
Wow. Absolutely amazing, honestly. I want to discuss a lot of those things, the cartoons, the work that Dawat Islam is doing, the Muballighin, and the different types of programs, the different aspects of life that they cover, the different languages they're going out on, and then social media as well. But what I'd leave you with is this, that when there is work happening on this scale, which is beaming the message of the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the ayats of the Quran, the teachings of Islam, out to the corners of the globe, wouldn't you want to be part of that? And as part of that, if you want to support your Madani channel, and then definitely go on to madanichannel.net or go to dawatislami.net, find the Madani channel and donate a monthly amount to Madani channel, because all of this work that you just saw in that documentary costs hundreds and thousands of pounds. And it's people like yourself who empower your Dawat Islami to go off and do this for our youngsters, our youth, our children, and our households. And the environment in millions of households has changed just because of Madani channel. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us all, and may Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to sacrifice in the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam our desires, and to copy the way of the blessed companions. Ameen bijahin Nabi Lameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Sahaba's devotion, a love so true, inspiring hearts forever anew. Sahaba's devotion, a love so true, inspiring hearts forever anew. Inspiring hearts forever anew.